Okay, welcome. And let us continue from where we left off. I'm just going to give like a quick, very, very quick, quick recap. So really we showed really right off the bat that there are like a bunch of different elements in initials, right? We saw that there are really different aspects of why people get married, right? What's part of marriage, really straight off from the Psukim in Bereishith. And what we saw is really also that all those different elements really all seem to be part of what we call Nisuin, right? And since we're not learning Maseches Nisuin, which doesn't actually exist, right? Although it really is Ksuvos is really kind of Maseches Nisuin. But since there is no Maseches Nisuin, we're learning Maseches Kiddushin, and Kiddushin really deals with Kiddushin, right? What is the purpose of Kiddushin if marriage is broken up into Erusin and Nisuin, Kiddushin and Chuppah, and all the things that we classically associate with marriage are really part and parcel of Nisuin, at least at first glance. So what is going on with Kiddushin? What is the purpose of Kiddushin? What role does it play, right? Part of what really built up that question was that Nisuin, Erusin seemed like it was like a lot of asr, but not very much of Ishus, right? So not only does all of Isha seem to be in Nisuin, but it might even be Oser, Midoraisa, according to the Shittim Kubasas, right, the wife to the husband, which doesn't sound exactly like what we're generally trying to do in the process of marriage, right? So even we see it as like the beginning or the first steps, right? Normally, when you get married, right, the point is that they should be mutter to each other, not that they should be more Oser to each other than they were before. So we really want to figure out what is the purpose of Erusin in Ishus. And to do that, we're going to look at the question of, is there a mitzvah to get married, right? And assuming that there is such a mitzvah or whatever the sort of halachic status of marriage is in the first place, then we can say, okay, well, what role does Kiddushin play in that, right? So we're sort of just going to start from like the broadest to the more specific. There's marriage, right? What is the purpose of marriage, or what is the mitzvah of marriage, if such a mitzvah does in fact exist? And then, right, what is the role of Kiddushin in that? And what we saw so far was that there seems to be a very like strong tension in the Gemaras. You know, is there a mitzvah Kiddushin or not? Right, just the Gemara in the beginning of the second parak, mitzvah bo yosem b'shulcho, right, implied that there was a mitzvah. Certain Gemaras said yes, there was a mitzvah. Certain Gemaras sound like there wasn't really a mitzvah. Right, it sounds like very there's like a sort of overarching, like, I don't know what to call it, like vagueness, the mitzvah of Kiddushin. How much is there really like a mitzvah to get married, or a chiyuv to get married, or not, right? Definitely it sounds like there is some sort of mitzvah. There is mitzvah bo yosem b'shulcho, right? Osek, certain things that imply that there really is a mitzvah to do, again, be getting married. On the other hand, right, there are things that imply that it's not so clear. Okay. So we're gonna start from the Monei mitzvos and see what they say. So really off the bat, what we see is the smack. Okay, we're gonna start with the smack, just sort of start from one extreme, go to the other extreme, and then go everywhere in the middle. The smack says, "Mitzvah kuf pei gimel lekadish es ha'isha diksiv ki yikach ish isha." So ki, where he's interpreting as meaning when, as a chiyuv, as a necessity. V'gam lebnei noach ksiv v'davak be'ishto. Mikan she'odem mitzuveh li'os lo isha miyuchedes l'shmo afilu libnei noach. There's a mitzvah to get married, and not only is there a mitzvah to get married, but that mitzvah applies also to bnei noach. Bo l'sinai nitosvu lehem kiddushin. So there's a mitzvah both on Jews and on non-Jews to get married, and bnei Yisrael, when they got to Har Sinai, so then in addition to married, right, the element of kiddushin was added in. And okay. He says, oh, there's a general mitzvah to get married, right? And Matan Torah, there's like the addition of Kiddushin as part of marriage. But definitely, he says, oh, there's a mitzvah of Kiddushin, of marriage, right? It applies even to Bnei Noach. And for Jews, it includes this element of Kiddushin. Okay, so on the one hand, right, universal marriage, but mitzvah, actually mitzvah to get married. And there's this added element of Kiddushin for Jews, although it's right, it's part of this broader mitzvah. Okay, the Rush goes in the exact opposite direction. Okay, from the from the smack, right? There's like a broad mitzvah of kiddushas, right? Kiddushin is part of that for Jews, right? And what we've been seeing until now that like, oh, kiddushin is really totally independent of the other parts of ishas, right? For the smack, it doesn't really sound that way, right? Yeah. Alex.
What mitzvah is the smack counting here? Because he says l'kadesh ha'isha at the beginning. But then you're saying it's just a part of ishus in general. So what is he actually saying?
Right. Okay. Very good question. Right. Because on one hand he says, oh, you know, the mitzvah is lekadish isha, and the dinim that he quotes, right, are particularly how to be mekadesh. Very good. Right. But then he says, right, it's really actually a much more general mitzvah to get married or to be married. Right. So on what, you know, he says, the mitzvah is to do X, Y, Z, which is kiddushin, but it's part of this broader mitzvah, which is being married, which is applicable to goyim too. Just Jews also have the element of kiddushin. This is a great question, right? It seems like he's kind of sozer himself. Sounds like really the mitzvah is nesuin, but then when he's telling you what the content of the mitzvah is, it's all kiddushin. So I think the answer is exactly something along those lines, where the mitzvah is to be married. Right? But what do you really do when you're getting married as a Jew? You're doing kiddushin, right? So I think at least the way the smack sees it, the mitzvah is to be married. The way in which Jews get married is kiddushin, right? That is an added element in ishus, in marriage. But again, that's an addition onto sort of the broader concept and the broader mitzvah of nisuin. For Jews, in terms of the actual like rules and regulations and things that you need to do, that's primarily actually going to be done through kiddushin, but kiddushin is almost primarily a way to achieve nesuin, right? But the real mitzvah is nesuin. Kiddushin is part of that, but it's almost like they're not really separate things, I think, is really what you're going to have to say about the smack, right? Because if he's saying one, and then he's going listing the dinim of the other, and he acknowledges, though, that nesuin, so one way to say it is, oh, well, you know, one is just, it's really totally exactly the same thing. Right? There's no difference. But he says, oh, no, there's a mitzvah for Goyim to have Nisuin, right, without Kiddushin. So I think what he's adding is that, you know, Kiddushin is really just the way in which Jews do Nisuin, right? And Kiddushin is really totally integrated into Nisuin. So Kiddushin, let's say, is the way to do Nisuin for Jews, right? That's part of the mitzvah. That's important that there's that difference, right? But at the end of the day, we're still trying to accomplish Nisuin. Yeah. Zach, oh, you just moved to the other side of my screen.
Hello.
You have your hand raised.
Okay. Okay. So is it possible that Nisuin is the mitzvah part? Sorry, Kedushin is the mitzvah part of Nisuin, and Nisuin is it more of a universalistic reality in the opinion of the smock?
So I think that's a very good idea. I mean, conceptually, that's what we would have expected. I think what Alex is pointing out, and I think he's right, is that for the smack, he doesn't say, you know, there's like, the mitzvah is to do kiddushin, right? Because you're supposed to be married or because it's normal to be married, right? He says there's a mitzvah. The mitzvah of kiddushin is, : everyone needs to be married, including Goyim, who don't have kiddushin, right? When we got the Torah, God added on nitosaf aleihem as another level. Now, I'll just bring that up again, which is the great lashon, right? There's an additional level of nesuin, right? Mikansha adam mitzuve lios lo isha miuchedes lishma filu libne noach ba'u lisinai nitosfu lehem kiddushin, right? And ilahim dine kiddushin isha nikmet because of shar babia, right? So the mitzvah is like kadesh, right? But the content is what, right? And then he brings a proof that you have to be married and goyim also have to be married. Oh, but in Matan Torah, we get also the din of kiddushin, right? And here are the din, which are the mitzvah of kiddushin, which is to be married, right? So by crisscrossing those, what he's essentially saying, the chiddush is that the way in which you get married is kiddushin, right? But kiddushin is really creating ishus, which is nesuin, right? Which I think what Zach's saying is, oh, we could say, and I think we are going to say for a lot of shittos, that really Kedushin and Suin are different, right? What we've been saying until now, the impression we've been getting in the previous Shiurim, as Zach's pointing out, was really there's Nesuin, that's the marriage, that's Ishas, right? That's a reality. And then sort of on top of that, right, we have Kiddushin, which comes beforehand, right? You take a step back, you're making an Oser, it's some other stage that's before the marriage, because there's Nesuin, which includes all of the Afilu Libnei Noach stuff. So then Kiddushin is not relevant to the Afilu Libnei Noach stuff, right? So then, okay, so the Afilu Libnei Noach stuff must be something external, right? What Alex is pointing out in the smack is that it's not external here, right? The Afilu Libnei Noach is part and parcel of the Mitzvah's Kiddushin. Now, obviously, it's not entirely because Bnei Noach are not Mitzvah in the Mitzvah's Kiddushin, right? But the Mitzvah of marriage for Goyim and the Mitzvah of marriage for Jews, right, even though one involves Kiddushin and one doesn't, aren't really that different. Right, there's an important. There are distinctions. Those are important distinctions, right? But ultimately, when we talk about kiddushin for Jews and we talk about nisuin for Goyim, we're not really talking about different things, right? Nitosfu lahem kiddushin means there's an added element, there's an added step, but it's not something different. Okay, now I think that's very good, because that's been very different than what we've been seeing so far. So far we've been seeing that they're really distinct. They're really different. Okay, now the Rush, you know, the Rush is like, has a lot of trouble with everything that's going on here, right? And the Rush just says, you know what? You got it all wrong. It's just not, you know, there's no mitzvah at all. Not in Kiddushin, not in Nisuin, right? The reason why this bracha sounds so weird and doesn't make so much sense is because it's not a regular bracha, and Irisin's not the mitzvah, Nisuin's not the mitzvah, right? Yish makshin al nusach bracha zu, lama in mevarchin asher kedushanu mitzvotav v'tzivanu lekadosh ha'isha. Right, the Rabbeinu Chananel actually says it has a girsa on the Yushalmi that that's exactly what the bracha should be. You get up in the morning and you put on your tzitzis, you say, asher kedushanu mitzvotav v'tzivanu al mitzvah tzitzis, right? If you want to, you know, be mepalpel, lis atif betzitzis, right? But you don't say, you know, asalat nesu arusos, hitilam nesu nesuos, v'od hechad matzinu bracha kazos, m'shem mevarchin al masha asar lanu, right? I don't know, whenever you, like, walk past the McDonald's, you don't say, asher kadesh, you know, asher asar lanu, asa chazer, v'hitilanu, asa basar, v'asar lanu, asa basar, shenev bashel b'chalav, you know? Or Baruch Ata Hashem, Mekadesh Yisrael, Al Yidei Hasoy Cheese, Va Vasa. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't do that, right? So why are we doing that here? Right? Echel Metzino Shem Mevarchen Al Masha Asr Lanu. Right? Valo In Anu Mevarchen Asha Asr Lanu Evra Menachai, Vihiti Lanu Asa Shachot, Ma Inin Lahazkir Arayos. And why are we mentioning the Arayos? What do the Arayos have to do with anything? Vod Ma Lanu Lahazkir Chuppah Bekan. Why are we mentioning Chuppah? Right? Chuppa is not going to happen in the Gemara time. The minhag was you did erusin, and a year later you did nisuin, right? It's like the way we get engaged right now. You get engaged, and then months later you get married. They used to do erusin and then nisuin, like months later, like usually like basically a year. Venerally, ki bracha zu ina bracha las yes mitzvah. He says, the answer is very simple. There is no mitzvah going on here. It's not a brachas mitzvah. It's the mitzvah is pru revu, right? The mitzvah is to have kids, right? The Torah says, right, you know, pru revu melu saret. There's a mitzvah to have children. Getting married is, you know, generally a precursor to that, right? Definitely if you want to do it, bad there. But that's it, right? Right, theoretically, you could avoid doing kiddushin and still do puravu. So, kiddushin isn't even an objectively necessary part of ishos. Right, someone who can have children, you still make a bracha when you get married, even if you're not going to have children together. Ubracha zu nitakna why litein shevach laKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a bracha shevach v'oda. Right? We're not saying, hinani to do a mitzvah. We're saying, thank you, O Lord, for adding this level of Kiddusha and Klal Yisrael, that you made an Isra of Arayos, right? You made, you know, marriage more, you know, more oser, basically, and more, you know, more limited in some ways, right? To give it, you know, make Klal Yisrael more kadosh, right? So just like you asered Ivar Menachai and Chazer v'chule, so you also asered the Arayos and Eishasesh and, you know, v'chu. So we're thanking Hashem for making Klal Yisrael special. Right, but it's nothing really to do with the Ishas. Okay? So this is like, the, you know, totally the, you know, he's saying, oh, there's no mitzvah at all. Ki hu zeh. Right? Now again, it doesn't help us so much understand what is the role of Erisin then, right? Because at the end of the day, even though there was a mitzvah of getting married, and then Erisin, you know, was, we could say, oh, what role does Erisin play in that mitzvah? Right? For the smack, I feel like we already have like an idea of what's going on with Erisin. Right? Erisin is more part of the mitzvah, part of getting married than we thought before. Right? It's part of it, marriage. It's the way we get married. Right? But it's the way in which you accomplish marriage. It's not like, oh, there's Erisin and Nisuin and they're totally separate. The smack says, oh, actually, Kiddushin is the way in which you accomplish Nisuin, essentially. Right? Or the way in which you accomplish Ishus. Right? But really, the one thing, and Kiddushin is the way you get married. Maybe, right, I would say it's something like, oh, it's the legal, formal, you know, way of getting married. And then you afterwards, you need to do Nisuin, because just because you've legally gotten married, and the Torah was Mechadish, that there's a legal requirement of getting married in a legal, formal way before, you know, before you move in together. Until you actually move in together, you're not really, really, really married, or functionally you're not married. Right, the practical reality of them being one bias isn't true yet. So even though, right, they are, you know, are trying, or they formally got married, if you file the paperwork but they still live in their parents' houses, then they're not really, really married l'chol davar. So there'll be isra shesesh, says the smach, you know, but you're not going to say that, I don't know. Certain, there are lots of, there are other dinim which might be deraisa, might be derabanan, right? Let's say hafaras nedarim. Let's say also. Achilas Truma, right? All those things, you say, okay, well, those are maybe dependent on, you know, on the ability to, for them to actually be in living together in the same house and functioning that way, right? But that doesn't take away from the fact that, you know, that we're really getting married at Kiddushin, right? Kind of flips the equation for the smack, right? Really, you get married with Kiddushin. That's the Chiddush of Matan Torah, that there's a more formal stage, right? And then, right, why do you need Nisuin? So the answer is because practically Nisuin is, you know, the historical, practical Ishas. And then, you know, you got to, you know, fit the bill, right? You got to actually be married on some level or function as a married couple before you can say that you're a mamish, they're really totally absolutely married. But that's, again, much more of a practical problem, right? There's a chisaron, a practical chisaron until Nisuin. For the Rosh, we can't really say, oh, Kiddushin is really, you know, the Chiddush HaMat Torah is that Kiddushin is the formal Ishas, and then Nisuin is technical Ma'akev, because we have no idea what's going on with Kiddushin or Nisuin, right? Because it's really the mitzvah is just proof of it. Okay. But we do know, though, is that the answer is whenever we say that there's a mitzvah, we're really talking about proof of it. Which means that the mitzvah is very sort of, you know, I want to say, like, say vague. It's more, you know, it's very oblique. It's very, like, secondary, you know, incidental almost in its nature. Although, obviously, you could make a stronger connection. But the Rosh doesn't, right? The Rosh says, oh, because you could really just marry a, get a Pilegesh, right? You could have, like, a, you know, depends, right? Pilegesh itself is, like, a huge sigya. The Rambam has one shita. Most other Rishonim think other things. But the Rosh says you could just totally bypass Kiddushin, so there's really no mitzvah in Kiddushin. Again, then the question is like, why is there, you know, Kiddushin, Nisuin, right? Unless the Rosh would have to say, or should say, I would say, I guess, that that maybe Kiddushin is more part of the reality of Ishus than we'd expect, right? Or right? That part of the Shevach Voda LaHashem, Asher Kedishanu Mitzvotanu V'Hivdilanu Min HaAmim V'Tzivanu LeKadosh Isha HaMuteres Lanu V'Lo Achas Min HaRayos. And that kind of sounds like, oh, the, you know, it's almost like, oh, the Torah is saying, like, oh, you should only do Kiddushin to someone who you married, but it's like almost like Kiddushin already exists. Right? So the Rosh is very much downplaying the concept of there being a mitzvah at all in Kiddushin or Nisuin. Okay. Sorry, wrong direction. Yeah. Right? So just, you know, two extremes, like mitzvah, no mitzvah. Okay? The Ramban takes the middle approach. Ramban says, "Kivon she'achupa v'kiddushin in nasim b'vas achas, v'chatzi hamitzvah nasis b'kiddushin, hutzrich levarich aleihem mekadesh Yisrael, shekol hamitzvos mevarich aleihen over la'asiyasan. V'ilu ha'isa ha'chupa nasis achshav hayu mevarichin asher kiddushanu mitzvah v'tzivanu al kiddushin v'achupa, kimo shemevarichin al shechita." Why do we have a weird in bracha? Says Ramban, because you're only doing half of the mitzvah. So on the one hand, you're doing a mitzvah, part of the mitzvah, so you should make a bracha. On the other hand, you can't just say, oh, Asher Kedishanu to be Mekadesh, right? Because he was never Mitzavas to be Mekadesh, he's Mitzavas to do Kiddushin and Chuppah, right? And if we say, oh, so we should say, Mitzivano a Kiddushin ba Chuppah, but you're not doing Chuppah. So you can't make a bracha that you're doing Chuppah now if you're not doing Chuppah, and you can't not make a bracha because mitzvahs, right? So it's a catch-22, right? So the mitzvah is half kiddushin, half nesuin, right? So these guys, he's moving, you know, the smack thought, really the mitzvah is kiddushin, because kiddushin after Matan Torah is how you do ishus. For the Ramban, ishus is made up of two halves, right? Sha'chupa v'kiddushin in anasim v'as achas, v'chatzi ha-mitzvah nasis b'kiddushin. It's literally half the mitzvah. Right? Shalom atzinu sheyivarech adam al mitzvah she'in asiyasa is gemar melachta. So you can't make a normal bracha, a bracha just on the kiddushin, because you haven't really done the mitzvah. But you can't make a bracha on kiddushin and chuppah because, right, you haven't done the chuppah. And you can't not make a bracha. So that's why we have this very strange bracha. Chutzko lebarach asher kishanu al ha'arayot, hitilanu ha'achirot she'kiddushin tofsin bahem, v'hodiyu shehin asuros, ela al yidei chupa v'kiddushin, nimtza kimi shemavarech al kiddushas m'sher Yisrael. So we made up, okay, this is amazing. So we actually, he says like this, we kind of wanted it to sound like the Rush, right? The Rush is actually onto something. It's sort of like we're making a bracha on kiddushas Yisrael and not on the Ishas, right? But it's not because it is a berachas mitzvah though, but we had to make it sound like a berachas, like shevach, because at the end of the day, you can't, you can't just like make a bracha on a mitzvah that's not really, really happening, right? So we're like pretending that it's a brachas hashevach, but it's really a brachas mitzvah, but it's not. It's only on half of the mitzvah, so we can't really make a normal brachas mitzvah. Yeah, Avia.
And why not just say that it's two separate mitzvahs and have two separate brachas?
Because they're not. Right? Meaning you would say, oh, okay, like, why not just have two separate mitzvahs? I mean, aren't they two different mitzvahs? If you really think that, like, Kiddushin's a mitzvah, or Nisuin's a mitzvah, right? The Ramban says, no, they're really just two parts of one mitzvah, right? You're right. I mean, it's a very good option. Should we sneak ahead? Rabbi Chilmi Pariz actually says that, right? Rabbi Chilmi Pariz, he's quoted in the Ritva. So first he quotes, the Rabbi Yechiel mi Paris, Hayom manhig levarech al pi Yerushalmi. Rabbi Yechiel mi Paris says, I hold like Aviel, and Kiddushin is a mitzvah, right? Mikivan delocha zina begamar dilan lahedyav depalik baha. Our Gemara never says that Yerushalmi is that we don't make a bracha vasher kedishanu, right? Kiharei brachos anu bevarchem chein betamud shekvar nasan lanu klal levarech al mitzvos. The haminhag minhag tas. Haya, lefisha swurin the kiddusha isha rishas. People think getting married is just a rishas. Ki yikach ish isha rishas, ve'inokein, ela mitzvah, kimoshi ish mitzvah b'peri b'peri. But just like there's a mitzvah in Peri Revo, there's also a mitzvah of kiddushin. Okay? Two mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah of kiddushin, there's a mitzvah of Peri Revo. Umasha amur perakotche, okay, I'm just gonna skip down. Aval kiddushin atzman osin maise gamur, lahatir lo'ayde chupa, ulo osra l'chala olam, u'mitzvah ba'apei nafshahi, v'lama lo yivarech alah. Says, Kiddushin is a separate mitzvah from Nisuin, right? It makes her an Ishas Ish. She's Asra Kuli Alma. She's married to him, right? And Nisuin is a separate part of, is a separate mitzvah. And why shouldn't you make a bracha on Kiddushin, right? So it's actually from Rabbi Chilmi Paris, right? From Avial's question, Nishma le Haramban, right? Why does the Ramban think that they're just two halves of one mitzvah? It's strange to have a mitzvah that has two halves, right? That are separated in time and space, right? It's like you start doing it now, and then like it only finishes later. So Rabbi Chilmi Paris, I think it makes a lot of sense, right? He'll say, okay, well, you know, each one is sort of its own element. The mitzvah is like you do kiddushin. The mitzvah of kiddushin stands by itself, right? And then nisuin, right, has either is also its own mitzvah. And there's also puravila, the three sort of things going on, right? Again, the problem though is what are these three different things? Puravila is easy, right? But kiddushin, as opposed to nisuin, each one is a separate mitzvah, is interesting. I feel like the Ramban, the benefit of the Ramban is that we understand that okay, marriage as a whole is one mitzvah, but then right, why is it split into two? Yeah, Tani.
According to the Shita Brat by the Ritva, what would be the makor for nisuin? If ki kach would be referring to kedushin, then where would we find the makor for the mitzvah, the separate mitzvah of nisuin?
Okay, very good, Kasha. Yeah, another question is, we don't really make a berachas hamitzvah on nisuin, right? The bracha of nisuin, I mean, there's shava brachas by nisuin. There are lots of brachas by nisuin. But, and we obviously calibrally bracha, asr lebalakinida, but it's not a classic berachas hamitzvah, right? We never say like, kiddushanu mitzvah tzivanu al nisuin. It's a very good question. The other thing, right? So there's also no real bracha. The other question is, I'm not sure, and I was debating whether or not to bring this up. So I'm going to because you mentioned it now. When he says here, "Hakidushin atzman osin masa gamur lahatir lo ayde chupa lo osra lechala olam umitzvei ba'ape nafshahi," is he saying that kiddushin and nisuin, right, are each a mitzvah ba'apei nafsha? Or is he saying that just kiddushin is a mitzvah ba'apei nafsha, and the nisuin is just a matir? Right? Meaning, kiddushin is osa masa gamur. Nulahatir lo ayde chupa, right? You're right, there's still a matir that is necessary ayde chupa. They're still, right, technically, you know, they're not fully married, or they're not mutter zelazeh until chuppah, but that's a technical problem, right? Or that's okay, so you still need the matir, but at the end of the day, they're married the gamri without, before then, right? Kiddushin makes them married, chuppah is matir, right? But it's a matir within marriage, which was created by kiddushin. Ulo osra l'chol olam, right? She's asr l'chul alma, and there's the isra ishesesh, right? So clearly, right, she's married, because she's mutter to him, even though she still needs a matir, and she's also the kuleyama, which is right, the content of ishas, umitzvah b'apei nafshahi, and kiddushin is a fully independent mitzvah. Nisuin maybe is not a separate mitzvah, and nisuin might just be a matir within ishas. Right, now that, by the way, would put Rabbi Chilmi Paris potentially very strongly with the way we've been viewing the smack, right? Because then we're saying Rabbi Chilmi Paris thinks that kiddushin is the ishas, right? And let's say nisuin is just, is a matir afterwards. So, although again, for the difference though, is like this. For the smack, the way he emphasized it was what? Really, the mitzvah is nisuin, is being married, right? The way in which Jews get married is through kiddushin. For Rechimi Paris, he doesn't do that crisscross. He just goes straight to, oh, the mitzvah is kiddushin because kiddushin is the marriage, right? Now, again, you could say, yeah, because kiddushin is the marriage, and you're right that kodem atan Torah, it doesn't say, that's not true, but you could say, well, yeah, well, kodem atan Torah, they weren't really married, right? or their marriage is a different type of marriage, or not even, you know, I'm saying it's like a civil union, right? Ratzahu, ratzahi is a civil union, right? They don't need a get, so it's just a civil union. So really, like the real ishos is aydei kiddushin, right? And then actually all of marriage really transfers into kiddushin potentially, right? Not that kiddushin is the way we do nisuin, or the way we do ishos, sorry, right? It's kiddushin is the ishos. It is the mitzvah be'apinafsha, and it's osa masa gamor la'atir lo'aydei chupa, lo'osur l'chala olam, mitzvah be'apinafshahu, lama lo yivarish, right? Why is it any different than pururavu? Pururavu is a mitzvah, getting married, meaning kiddushin is a mitzvah. Kiddushin isha is a mitzvah, right? Kimoshi ish mitzvah pururavu. Did a follow-up question? No? Okay. Right, let's just go back to the...
Would Rabbi Yechiel Miparis say that the Goyim also have a mitzvah? Because if Kiddushin is the issues, and they don't have Kiddushin, doesn't mean they don't have issues.
Yes, exactly. So I think, all right, that's very good nafkamina. Right, so that's pointing out, right, what's the nafkamina for the smack? Because the real mitzvah is to be married, he says, oh, that applies to Goyim too, right? There's a mitzvah of Vedavak Leishto in Bereishis, and that means Goyim are also supposed to be married, right? For Rechiel Miparis, he might, and I'm, you know, assuming the way we, if we read it the way Tani wants to read it, which I think is the way I'm more noted to actually, then really what we're saying is Goyim have no mitzvah, right? Because the mitzvah is Kiddushin. It's the mitzvah is to have ishos, right, on the standard that we have as Kal Yisrael, which is ishos of kiddushin, not just ishos of a civil union, right? And therefore, therefore having kiddushin would only be applicable to Kal Yisrael. Right? I think it's a very, very good a good nafkamina. Right. So again, on the one hand, they're very similar because they're both saying, oh, you know, the point is to be married, and kiddushin is totally a part of that. For the smack, it's more the way to get married. For Bichumi Paris, right, it is the ishas. Okay? Now all this is actually gonna be very important when we get into the Gemara and when we start discussing how do you actually go about doing kiddushin. Right, right now we're dealing with the, you know, why do we have kiddushin? Right? Soon we're gonna get to, and soon I mean like in the coming shiurim, we're gonna get into what is kiddushin, right? What are you doing? Is it like is it mikadesh? Is it kone? Right? Is it how do kasef kiddushin mikasef shtar be a work? And when dealing with all that, there's a huge difference between saying, "Oh, kiddushin is the ishos," right? Then we have to understand how these things create ishos, or saying kiddushin is the method by which we formally create ishos or enter into ishos, right? It's a lot easier to explain how some legal process can enter into ishus, right? How it can lead you to, right, commit to being in a new legal status than saying that XYZ is going to be ishus, is going to make it, it represents ishus, right? I'm going to get that? If I say you become married through kiddushin, so what I'm saying is, okay, right, there's marriage, right? Marriage is one thing. The process leading up to that, right, works X, Y, and Z. Another thing is to say, kiddushin, right, if we think Rabbi Yechiel Miparis is really saying that the kiddushin is the ishos, then we're saying that this says something fundamental about marriage. Right? It's not just a way in which you get married, right? Filling out a piece of paper and going to a judge is not the content of marriage, right? I mean, adarabba. I think you could say very, very safely that one of the few things that is like not really shared in marriage is the paperwork. Okay? Every couple, there's one member of the family whose job is to file taxes. Right? And it's that spouse's job. The other spouse doesn't even know what what a 1040 is. They don't know what a W-4 is. You know, I mean, the W-4 they probably do because they've had to fill that out with their employer. You know what I'm saying? But there's always that spouse whose job is to deal with the taxes, right? The paperwork is one person's problem, and it's not the other one, and it's literally the thing that's the least joint. I mean, there's something very deeply connecting about, you know, being so dependent on someone else's tax form capabilities, you know, that expresses the unity of marriage. But But going to a judge and signing that form, right, is really just not very representative. Adaraba, right? Because you're signing the form together. You never sign the forms together, right? There's always one person who goes to the, you know, to the judge and the IRS and fights the parking tickets. So if that's true, right, why is, if Rabbi Chilmi Paris says, oh, Kiddushin is the Ishas, right, and then Nisuin is a Matir, why is, you know, why is Kiddushin the Ishas, right? If we're talking like the smack, it's very easy to say, oh, Nasan Mat, you know, we got to Matan Torah, and Hashem said, oh, you can't just get married, Stam. You can't just go and have a civil union. What you need is, you need to get married. You need to go to a judge. It needs to be formal. It needs to be something that comes with, you know, with paperwork and a paper trail and commitment. And there has to, you know, someone has to like look you in the eye and say like, okay, you're doing this. And like, you've committed to this. And, you know, in the eyes of the law, you are now married, right? But that's not saying that that's what marriage is. That's saying that, oh, the Torah says that you have to do it in a formal legal process, right? And then you can discuss why is it that that it's done one way or the other way, right? But it tells us less about Ishas. Yeah, Rachel.
I just had a question on the Ritva. He asked at the end, why isn't there a separate bracha on Nisuin? And I wasn't really sure what he was saying. Are we saying because Kiddushin is the Ishas, then there's no, like, it's not necessary to have a bracha for Nisuin? Or is he saying something else and I just don't understand?
I don't think he says, he doesn't say that there's, yes, where's, why don't we have another bracha on Nisuin?
Okay, so maybe it doesn't.
No,
we still have a question then.
Tani asked that. That was Tani's question.
Okay.
Tani's question was, wait a second, right? He seems like he's saying that Kiddushin and Nisuin are separate mitzvahs from each other, right? But he doesn't really say, oh, and you should also make an Asheket Shana Mitzvah V'Tzivanu Al and Nisuin.
Oh, I thought when the last part of the bolded part, V'lama Lo Yivarech Aleha, was referring to Kiddushin. Oh, okay.
Right, it's like a rhetorical question. He's saying, I think you should make a bracha. No one else does, you know. But like, why shouldn't you? You know, of course you should make a bracha in Kiddushin. Kiddushin's like, you know, the whole shebang.
Oh, I totally thought, okay. Well, then I still have that question. Why not make a bracha on the other part if it's too really too separate?
Because maybe, so right, so one answer is that we do, right? There's all Sheva brachos at the chuppah, right? There's a lot of brachos going on to the chuppah. That's one option. That really we actually do, we don't even do one, we do seven, right? That's, we get a little carried away. We're so excited, you know, Nisuin's like so geschmack, they're just like, oh, I got to have like seven brachos. That's, you know, one way to look at it. Or you can say that, that what we've been kind of leaning towards is that actually maybe Nisuin is just a matir. Nisuin might not be the mitzvah at all, right? Maybe Nisuin is just a matir. It's like, you know, it's an important, you know, important that it happens, but really it might not even be a stage. You can even look at Nisuin as simply, you know, a reality that needs to be in place before certain dinim apply or certain heterim apply or certain dinim darbanan apply, right? Meaning it could just be we're saying, okay, they got married, right? But if they didn't actually, you know, if they're not actually, they're married, but they didn't actually move out of their parents' houses, so on a very practical level, that sort of leaves, you know, leaves something to be desired and being magged them as one bias. And then we can say, oh, legally, they're really married, right? Legamri. But at the end of the day, if they're still living in their parents' houses, so that affects, the reality sometimes affects, you know, certain dinim. Even though legally, they're fundamentally totally married. But the reality is just staring us in the face that they still live in their parents' house. So for certain dinim that are actually dependent on being a bias, we could say, well, you know, they're not actually one bias in reality, so they can't have the dinim of being one bias. Right? But that's just a practical reality. It's a matir, okay. But fundamentally, they're totally, totally married, right? For, let's say, the way we've been saying things, let's say for, when we were in the previous shiurim, it was like, no, right? Really, the marriage is all in the Nisuin, and Kiddushin formally, legally makes them married, but they're not really married. But for Rechila and Paris, they're totally married, right? Practically, there are certain things which are not, you know, which just don't exist as facts on the ground yet, and therefore things that are affected by that the reality as a practical facts on the ground is going to, you know, going to be dependent on that. But that's already, you know, more of a technical problem. Okay. Right. So sort of in between this, right? I guess in between this, we have now, we have the Ramban, right? So the Rush said no mitzvah, right? Which leaves us totally at a loss as to, okay, well, what's the point of Nisuin, of Erisin, right? The Smak said, oh, the mitzvah is to be married, right? After Matan Torah, we added into the mitzvah of being married that you should have Kiddushin, right? So again, the point is to be married. The way in which you do it is Kiddushin. The way we've been reading Rabbi Chilmi Paris is that the point is, Ishos is Kiddushin, is to be married. And Nisuin is a matir, right? Tefera pointed out a very gishmak nafkamina, right? According to the Smak, I mean, the Smak says this, there's equally a mitzvah on Goyim to get married. They don't have Kiddushin, but the mitzvah is Nisuin. Kiddushin is an add-on onto marriage for Jews, right? For Bichilmi Paris, the Pashtas, there'd be no mitzvah for Goyim to get married because they don't have Kiddushin, right? The mitzvah is to get married, but marriage is Kiddushin, really, right? Anything else is, it's a civil, you know, you might have to pay palimony, but there's no Ishas. Okay. The Ramban, though, right, sort of put the span in the middle, right? For the Ramban, Chuppah and Kiddushin are two halves of one mitzvah, right? For the Ramban, I would say that he sees Ishus as a two-stage process. And each one is, you know, you're partially there, but you started Ishus, but it's not, or, you know, You're only halfway there. Now, so it's not also, I wouldn't say it's like there's like the formal part and there's the practical part, right? The Rabbi Chilmi Paris, I think, and the Smak are going in that direction, right? Except obviously the question is what's Ikar and what's Tafel? What really defines it and what's a way to do it? For the Ramban, right, they really are just different parts of Ishus. Okay, now what parts, you know, are part of Erisin and what's part of Nisuin, we don't know, right? We're gonna have to look into that. But for the Ramban, Kiddushin means that you're half married or half the mitzvah, right? And Nisuin means you're half married. And you do Erisin and Nisuin, then you can be wholly married. Now what's really good about the Ramban then is actually you could say, oh, well, how could it be that you could do Chuppah and then Nisuin, right? We were talking a couple of shiurim ago about, right, there's this possibility of maybe doing chuppah and nisuin before you even do kiddushin, right? Which doesn't always make sense according to everybody, but maybe if there are two halves of ishas, right, maybe you could do it out of order. For example, one of the reasons we do the badekin is because there's a dea that thinks that's nisuin. The problem is that badekin happens before kiddushin, right? So if you think that kiddushin is the formal, right, Kenyan, then there's Kenisa Labeso, and those are two, it's a two-stage process where it's one after the other, right, or it's a, you know, one allows you to accomplish the other, or one is like a matir for the other. It's hard to say that you could do it out of order, right? But if they're two equal halves of marriage, potentially you could say they're two equal separate halves of marriage, right, that each create certain parts of what we view as Ishos, and then when you put them together, then you got the bibbidi-bobbidi-boo. But maybe you can do it out of order, right? Okay. Oh, sorry. This one last shita, just because it's a cool point, and I'm trying to remember. Oh, Tehila pointed this out a while ago, right? So we mentioned the Mordechai already. But the Mordechai basically says, when we're talking about Puravu, so Mordechai says that there is a mitzvah in Kiddushin and Nisuin. So he says, Kiddushin, you don't make a bracha, because okay, so it's only the beginning, then there's Nisuin. Nisuin nami in Mavarchin al Hanisuin, right? We've been asking, wait, why don't we make a bracha then on Nisuin? So the Mordechai actually is the only person I've seen who addressed it directly. In Mavarchin al Hanisuin, Shema heavy bracha levatala. Why would he be a bracha levatala? The Shema lo yizku li banos yachad. Maybe they won't be zochet to have children. Okay, so for the Mordechai, what's he saying? He's saying, oh, there is a mitzvah of Kiddushin. It's not like the Rosh that there's no mitzvah in Kiddushin. Of course there's a mitzvah in Kiddushin and Nisuin, but they are what? They're hechitimti, they're mitzvahs as a precursor to Puravu. Right? So while the Rosh said, oh, could you just have a Pilegesh? I mean, technically, you don't need, it's not necessary to have Yishos in order to have Puravu. So Mordechai says, no, right, it's, you know, the appropriate way to have kids is through Yishos. So it is part of Puravu, but it's only part of Puravu. It's not the real mitzvah. It's a way to get to the mitzvah. In which case, if you never end up having kids, you're not Yosei the mitzvah. You never really do the mitzvah. So the bracha would be a bracha levatala. Okay? Because Kiddushin and Nisuin are just a way of doing Puravu. Okay. So it's really just in terms of the yachas, we have, you know, there's a mitzvah to Mekadesh. Then we have, right, this Bechilmi Paris, we want to say there's a mitzvah is the Kiddushin, right? Now, maybe there's also a mitzvah B'Nisuin, maybe Nisuin is just Nomati, or we weren't so sure about that. Then we had the Ramban, who says, oh, Kiddushin and Nisuin are half, each one's half a mitzvah. And then we had the Smak, who said, really, well, the mitzvah is to be have Nisuin. I actually really need to edit this this slide. That the Smak really thinks that, you know, it's not that there's a mitzvah in Kiddushin and Nisuin v'yachad so much as there's a mitzvah of Nisuin, says the Smak, right? Or being married, and after Matan Torah, the way in which you go and get married is through Kiddushin. And if you're a guy, you just skip straight to the Nisuin. But ultimately, right, the mitzvah is the being married. And then at the end of the spectrum, we have the Mordechai and the Rosh, who say, oh, really, the mitzvah is just Puravu. The Rosh says, and therefore there's no mitzvah in Kiddushin, or the Mordechai says that there's mitzvah in, or mitzvah, mitzvah as part of Puravu, but again, it's only a part of Puravu. Okay? Now, one, you know, a monkey wrench shita is the Sefer HaChinuch, where he, this goes and brings us back to what we were getting, the vibe we were getting earlier, which is, right, that really Eris and Nisuin are totally separate. Nitzavinu liknos ha'isha ba'achas mishlosha drachim kodem ha'nisuin drachim el biru chachamim. Right? Why? Basically, the pasuk ki yigachish isha ba'alea kilomar. This is very interesting. Im yirtze ish ligach lo isha yiknos ha'tchila be'bia be'kesef be'bishta. Okay? Mishlosha ha'mitzvah shetzivanu ha'tor lasos maisa be'isha yora inyan zivu gam tera mishkavima. What's the mitzvah? Is there a mitzvah to do Kiddushin? Does he agree with the smack? Right? Absolutely not. There's no mitzvah to get married. Right? You don't have to get married. You don't have to be married. Not obligatory whatsoever. Right? Is there, you know, is there a mitzvah? Is it just the kiyum of Puravu? No, it has nothing to do with Puravu whatsoever, right? Is there a mitzvah of Nisuin? No, right? What's the mitzvah? If you are going to get married, right? Im yirtze ish likach lo isha, yikne yazay tchila, right? If you want to do Nisuin, kodim Nisuin, there's a mitzvah to do erusin, okay? Nisuin exists. There is Nisuin, right? If you want to do Nisuin, then there's a mitzvah first to do Kiddushin, right? Now, that's amazing, because what does that say? That says Nisuin, what, the impression we got when we did our chart of elements of, you know, Kodem Matan Torah versus After Matan Torah, right, which was very heavily based on the Rama, right, was correct, at least according to the Chinuch. There's Nisuin. Nisuin exists, right? That's a reality. That it's a reality that existed before Matan Torah. Now that we're post-Matan Torah, there's a mitzvah that before you enter into that reality, you have to first do Erusin, right? And why, says the Chinuch? Because, right, you can't just, you know, we don't want just people can, you know, come together, they decide they're a couple, they're not a couple, right? And it's a revolving door, right? And it's not, you know, it says lo yavale kibo al azon and masa acher kodem b'nehem, right? There needs to be some sort of commitment between them, you know, before they can enter into nisuin. Okay, so It's not that there's a mitzvah of irusin to be mekadesh, of kiddushin, of being married. There's not a mitzvah of nisuin. It's not that there's no mitzvah and it's puravu. There's a mitzvah that when you, if you're going to go and get married, you need to do first kiddushin. Okay? Now, let's look at the Rambam. We're going to do the Rambam quickly because we've done a lot of the Rambam sort of me'achorei ha'pargod and in the first few shiurim. Right? I think the Rambam really, I'll let you guys decide. The Rambam says in the Kotere, in the mitzvah, my mitzvah of Rishu Gimel, Satzivanu live all bikidushin. Will I take davar biyara isha or bishar bibiya? Vizehu mitzvah skidushin. Okay? Mashmas is, I think, like the Chinuch, live all bikidushin. Okay? The Rambam also is the Baal Shita who thinks that all biya is nus if it's not bikidushin, except Pilagish Lamelech, and that's because Pilagish Bamelech is basically counts as a Kenyan also, or it counts as like as kiddushin even without kiddushin, because dinim of melech ayin sham in the Rambam. So the Rambam basically says that there's no exceptions, right? Bia is only mutter in the context of ishas, right? So he says, oh, the mitzvah is live all bikiddushin, and not nesuin bikiddushin. Okay, the Rambam in the Koteret Tehilchos Ishas, the first mitzvah lisa isha biksuva bikiddushin. The mitzvah is to get married, right? It's not to get married. It's that to get married in the following way with a ksuva and kiddushin. Okay, also something very gishmak. The Rambam paskins explicitly. The Gemara has a sugya, machlokas, about whether or not a ksuva is doraisa darabanan. Right? It's the chiv of a ksuva, doraisa darabanan. The Rambam, there's a few nafkaminas. The Rambam in a few places paskins explicitly that ksuva is darabanan. Okay? But he paskins some of the nafkaminas of a ksuva doraisa. But some of the nafkaminas of ksuvah derabanan, he says explicitly the ksuvah derabanan. And what did he just do right here? He just said there's a mitzvah daraisa to get married with kiddushin and ksuvah. Okay, so if we are learning ksuvahs, we spend a long time on that, right? That's pretty much as straight up a steer you can get, right? He says it's derabanan, and then he says it's part of the mitzvah daraisa of kiddushin. Okay, the Rambam in Halacha Bed of Ishas likuchin elu mitzvah saseh min haTorahim, right? The likuchin of, right, he says, quote, first of all, he gives us a history lesson. Kodematan Torah, once upon a time, right, you could just, you meet a nice girl, ratzahu, ratzahi, right, they like each other. Machnisa lebeisa uba labeno leben atzma vaitiel elish, right, they move in together, and it's all fine. Kiva shenat na Torah nitztavu Yisrael, she'im yirtzeh, okay, again, the im yirtzeh, im yirtzeh ish lisa isha, yiknosa betchila bifnei edim. The achar kach tia lo li isha shenemar ki kach ish isha uba aleha. Okay, the mitzvah is that if you're going to get married, to do kiddushin first. Okay, likuchin elu, and these likuchin are the mitzvah midoraisa. So doing the kiddushin before you do nisuin is the mitzvah doraisa, right? Kodem matan Torah, you basically had nisuin, and now the mitzvah is to have kiddushin. Okay. Now, kol makadish isha bin al de'as bin al ishliach tzarich levarach kodem akidushin hu oshlucha v'achakach makadish kiderach shemavarchin kodem kol mitzvos. The same way you're mevarich before any time you do a mitzvah. Okay, now that's geshmak, because what we've been seeing mostly we're showing, right, the Rush was saying, the Ramban was saying that, wait a second, what are you going to do, right? You can't make a normal bracha because the kiddushin isn't really the mitzvah, either because there's no mitzvah or because it's not the complete mitzvah, right? Now, who said that you make a bracha? Now, you do make a regular bracha as a mitzvah. Rabbi Chaim Pariz, right?
Yeah.
Right, exactly, very good, right? The Rabbi Chaim Pariz brought in the ritva, right? But what's the bracha that he quotes? Asher k'dushan mitzvah tzibanu l'kadosh seisha, right? Because that's what you say. What's the Rambam's bracha? What we have in the Bavli, right? The Rambam's bracha is Asher k'dushan mitzvah tzibanu al harayos v'asar lanu es harusos v'hiter lanu es hanisuos lanu ayidei chupa v'kidushin baruch ata Hashem mekadesh Yisrael ayidei chupa v'kidushin. That's the Rambam's bracha. And the Rambam says you have to make it before you actually do the kiddushin because the berachah is a mitzvah. So the Rush says it can't be that this is the bracha of a bracha mitzvah because it's not a bracha mitzvah. It doesn't sound like it. The Ramban says actually it is a bracha mitzvah, but it's a secret bracha mitzvah, right? Because it's not really, because you're not doing the whole mitzvah. So we can't make it a bracha mitzvah because you're not doing the whole mitzvah. But we can't not make a bracha because you're doing part of a mitzvah. So what we did is we created like an in-between thing, right? Rabbi Chaim Paris says, what do you mean? Kedushin is a mitzvah. And, you know, you make a regular bracha mitzvah. Asher kedushan b'tosavet yivan l'kadosh isha. Right? Says the Rambam, it's a mitzvah. You make a bracha on it just like you do any before any other mitzvah. But of course, it's the very, right? The lashon is the regular lashon. So Rambam says, okay, you're asking me a good kasha, right? I think it's Rav Daniel HaBavli asks him this question. He says, what you asked about the minyan mitzvos, right? That Hashem mitzvah lisa isha b'ksevah v'kidushin, v'lo amar l'kaddish isha, v'chein amrina lisa d'ka'avad mitzvah, v'zesha amar v'likuchin elu mitzvah sa'asei, l'fishu t'chilas mitzvah sa'nesuin. There's a mitzvah to get married, says Rabbi Avraham ben Arambam, right? V'chein amar v'tchilas yikneo sa'tchil v'fnei edin v'achkach t'ya lo l'isha, sh'nemar ki kachish isha u'bala, about kiddushin below nesuin, vaday lo hishlam a mitzvah, dayinu mitzvos puri v'rivya mitzvah cheres. He says there are two mitzvos, nesuin and puravu, and kiddushin is the beginning of mitzvos nesuin, right? How do you get, what's the ikar of ishos? Our question this whole time has been, wait a second, the ikar of ishos seems to be nesuin, but yet we're saying the mitzvah is kiddushin. Rabbi Rambam's answer is, actually, the mitzvah is really nesuin, but kiddushin is the beginning of the process, right? It's the formal legal stage at the beginning. It's the starting of the process, right? But ultimately, the mitzvah is the kiddushin, is the nesuin, sorry. So there's a mitzvah nesuin, right? Plus kiddushin. And, you know, and there's a mitzvah of puravu, right? A little bit, I would say, like the smack. Yeah, time.
No, I was actually just going to say, like, doesn't that sound like the smack?
Yes, very good. Yeah, exactly, right? Okay. What's the problem?
The bracha.
So the bracha, and with the Rambam's history lesson, where he said, "Kod matan Torah, you have nesuin. Achar matan Torah, God gave us a mitzvah to do kiddushin, meaning the mitzvah is kiddushin, right? And if you want to do nesuin, then you can do the bracha. There's a mitzvah to do erusin, right? And the bracha, one, the lashon of the bracha, and two, the Rambam says." And kiddush v'lo birech lo yivarech achar kiddushin shizu bracha levatala mashe nasa kvar nasa. Right, the mitzvah is to do kiddushin, and you already did kiddushin. You can't make a bracha, right? If you do a mitzvah, you can't afterwards make a bracha because brachos on a mitzvah have to be over lasiyasan, right? Except to osa mitzvah v'lo birech im mitzvah sha'adayin asiyasa kayemes mivarech achar asiyah. If the mitzvah is still in progress, right? If you're still sitting in a sukkah, you sat down in a sukkah, you forgot to make a lay shave. And then you realize, you're like, oh yeah, I forgot to make a lay shave, right? You started doing the mitzvah, but you're still doing the mitzvah, right? The mitzvah's still here, you're still doing it. So then you can make a lay shave, right? Hareshin is atif betzitzis, o lavash tefillin, o yashav besukkah, v'lo birech, okay, chozim b'varech. What did the Rambam say about ishos? If the Rambam is right, that it's the kiddushin is tchilas mitzvahs nesuin, then what? You still haven't done nesuin, so you're still in the process of doing the mitzvah, right? It's this very one long drawn out mitzvah. Why can't you make a bracha afterwards? And literally, right, the Rambam, all the parts of the Rambam set, it just doesn't fit, right? Everything we saw before. And it's an interesting point is that not only does the Rambam say, right, that the mitzvah is lisa isha and likuchin elu, right? And the mitzvah is live all bikidushin, right? The Rambam also thinks, so fine, so far so good, right? So the Rambam thinks that what? The mitzvah is kidushin, right? Let's say Rambam's wrong. This is actually a problematic point, at least for me, right? Because what I'm about to say in B'Shem the Rambam, right? The way I'm going to explain the Rambam is something I heard from my father, right? It's a very geshmak shir for my father, and the problem is that part of like the point that I'm about to say is based on the assumption that you can't trust Rav Ben and Rambam about what the Rambam really thought, right? So it's almost like a steer me obey, because I'm asking you guys to trust me on like my, you know, how my father explained the Rambam, right? But yet I'm saying like, oh, don't trust Rav Ben and Rambam. How about he explained the Rambam, right? So like, can you trust like, you know, sons who are also Talmidim to properly represent their father's Torah? So I think the answer is that you just got to judge it based on the merits of the Teretz, right? So Rav Ben and Rambam, you know, sometimes is doing a good job, and sometimes he's doing a bad job, right? You know, in this case, he's trying to give an answer for a Stira and the Rambam, and he, you know, it's not such a geschmack answer. But hopefully, you know, when I quote B'Shem my father, will be more convincing, and will pass muster, right? Rav Ben and Rambam, actually, you know, there's a big Stira, there's a big problem. It's a good pitaron to a lot of the sugyos. It's just clearly not what the Rambam's saying, right? So our alternative is to say the mitzvah, right? The mitzvah is kiddushin, and the Rambam says that very clearly in a lot of places. So the mitzvah is kiddushin. Great. What's the other problem, though? So there's another problem is that the Rambam says, right, when the Gemara talks about being matir kiddushin in certain circumstances, right, or what does it say? It said, oh, it's not a mitzvah. Right? Oh, there's no simcha. Right? Or there's not so much simcha, or shema yikad menu acher. The Rambam, across the board, my father points out, drops the explanations of the Gemara, and he simply says that Erisin is a smutter. Erisin doesn't have simcha. Erisin, on the one hand, he keeps saying Erisin is a mitzvah. On the other hand, he says Erisin has no simcha. Erisin's not a problem in Avelos. Erisin doesn't clash with Yantif. Right? In Rowan and Nagam B'Moed, Shama Yimtzah, right? This is the Mishnah we saw in Beitzah. Ve'in Nosin Nashim, can't do Nesuin. But, Uma Arsin Nashim B'Moed. Okay? Hilchos Avel. Mutter La'arsa Afilu B'Yom HaMisa. You can do Arsin even on the day, right, that a Karov dies and you're in Avelos. Now, the Gemara says that in Moed Katan. What was the reason? There's not, because the Gemara says, because there's not so much Simcha and Shami Yekad Menu Acher, right? The Rambam doesn't say Shami Yekad Menu Acher, so maybe someone, you know, you're allowed to do it to make sure that no one preempts you and proposes first, right? Mutur La'arsa, Afilu B'Yom HaMisa, right? There's no problem, right? Mutur La'arsa B'Chol Yom Chol, Afilu B'Tisha B'Av, B'Yom 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 B'Layla, right? It is simply not something with Simcha, it's a mitzvah, but it's not a mitzvah which has any simcha in it. So if it's the first stage in Ishus, right, what you could have done is said like that. So Rav Ben Rambam is fundamentally right, okay, that Ishus, Erisin, right, Kiddushin, Erisin, right, is all one, it's all connected. Erisin is a mitzvah as the beginning of Nisuin, right? You'd have to disagree with Rav Ben Rambam based on all the Rambam statements and say, oh, well, the emphasis of the mitzvah is really the kiddushin, but you could say that, okay, but it's the beginning of their marriage, right? What's the problem? If marriage is a dream within a dream, right, you can't say that the beginning of marriage is no simcha, right? And what the Rambam really says is that erisin is an oser, right? For the Rambam, erisin is a mitzvah that is an oser, right? That midivrei sofrim, which by the way, the Rambam uses the lashon divrei sofrim to mean something in between daraisa derabanan. He uses it as like this very in-between liminal space. The Rambam says that midivrei sofrim, right, after erisin, she's usher to the husband, right? They're usher to each other. And that's like a fundamental part of erisin, that you're making her usher to you, right? Sivanu alaha rayos is part of the bracha. Usher lanu as harusos. Right? That's the Berchas HaMitzvah. And the answer is, says my father, and I think it's just really compelling in the Rambam, is that Erisin is an Oser. The job of Erisin is to be Oser to him and him to her. Right? And the mitzvah is, right, that Hashem made Bnei Yisrael Kadosh by giving marriage commitment. Like we were saying before by Gittin, like we were saying, right, about right, the idea of, oh, you know, that there's, you need to get in order to be divorced. Before you can get married, you need to take a step back, right, and have this stage where you take a deep breath, and they're committing to each other. And that commitment is something that makes Chai Yisrael Kadosh, just like the Isra Rayos, which A, reflect the relationship of the two families. He's now related to all of her relatives. Right? Her first-degree relatives are now his first-degree relatives. Right? Her second-degree relatives are his second-degree relatives. Right? And in general, Klal Yisrael is nikdash, the fact that, right, that we have these Yisurim that are supposed to make us Kadosh. The Asar Lanu Asar Rusos is actually part of the Kedushas Yisrael. And that mitzvah of Ki'erusin is to be Oser, right, both Akule Alma and on themselves, right, as a stage of commitment before they actually, right, proceed to get Nisuin and then married. Right? So it's not simply, formally, legally going to the judge, right? They're taking a commitment to each other that also asers them to each other, right? The mitzvah is, asher kiddushanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu al harayot v'asar lanu es harusot, the mitzvah is to actually be oser, right? Not only to the rest of the world, but also to each other, right? V'hitir lanu es hanusuas la'idei chupa v'kiddushin. Right, and to only have marriage in the context of chuppah and kiddushin. So nesuin is the natural state of marriage. Irusin isn't the formal legal state of marriage. Irusin, right, is actually a separate stage of oser, right, that they're being oser, dafka l'shem being oser, right? It's not just, like a formal first stage. And what that does is that sets the ground for them having a exclusive commitment to each other, which is then, Baruch Atah Hashem, Mekadesh Yisrael, Ayedei Chupa V'Kiddushin. It makes marriage something holy and sacred and filled with commitment. And now what's great about that is that the mitzvah really is that when you're getting married, you do a V'Kiddushin, right? To do Kiddushin first. And the Kiddushin, in large part, isn't really part of the natural state of marriage, which is also why the Rambam gives you like a history lesson, right? He says, right, before Matan Torah, marriage was Watsahu Ratzahi. And now the mitzvah is to first do a kinyan, first do an oser, first be Mekadesh, and then you can have marriage. Okay? But it's a distinct stage, right? Just like why do we introduce Kiddushin in the context of Gerushin? Right? Because we're emphasizing the concept of commitment. The fact that there's a commitment. There's an iser klape chutz. There's an iser to the krovim, right? It binds the two of them together with the ties of commitment before you get the, right, they're even allowed to live together. Okay? And that's also true with what's going on with the ksuva. The Rambam holds that ksuva is derabanan in terms of the content of the ksuva, right, the actual chiyuv, the monetary chiyuv. But midoraisa, there's a chiyuv for you to have Shalote kalabein of lotzia. When the Gemara explains why we have a ksuva, it says, shalote kalabein of lotzia. So it shouldn't be easy to get divorced. There has to be the possibility of divorce, right? As like a safety valve for kedushas ishas. But on the other hand, what you need is, you need it to be a real commitment. So if you have a get, right? So then they can still get out. So one, because it has to be bechtav. But the Rambam says, midda oraisa, there has to be some mechanism in place that makes marriage a commitment, both on the start, and also that means that they can't just leave the minute, in haste, because, they had a bad mood. Shalote kalabein of lotzia, and also it degrades the relationship, right? If he can just divorce her whenever he wants, then they never has to work on the marriage, right? Never feels like an obligation to, right, to take responsibility for the relationship. So Shalote Kalbein of Lotzia, says the Rambam, is Doraisa, even though the actual Shtar Kisuva is only Darabanan. So the Rambam says, what is marriage? What is the mitzvah of getting married? For there to be Kiddushin and Ksuva, Lisa, right? Lisa, Lisa Ishtar B'Ksuva V'Kiddushin. But it's the Oser, right? As opposed to, let's say, what we've been seeing until now, which is, there's a mitzvah to be Mekadesh because of, right, the kiddushin is a formalization of the nesuin, or the kiddushin is the marriage, right? Then the question is exactly right in the mechanics, but the mitzvah is to be married, or right, irusin and nesuin are two halves of the marriage. When there's no mitzvah at all, right, it's all about puravu. The Rambam says there is a mitzvah, but the mitzvah is im yirtza ish likach lo isha, mitzvah sheiknos hatchila. Right? Mitzvah lekadish lefnei anilisuin, to be oser, which is also why there's no simcha, which is why you can do it on Tisha B'Av, right? It's not a happy thing, right? Erusin isn't the beginning of their marriage in this very joyful moment. It is, lemaisa, but fundamentally, it's not an act of halachically acknowledged joy, because it's an oser, you're making her oser to you, not mutter. But by doing that, right, you're expressing the commitment to having an isha shel kedusha, a meaningful marriage, right, not just a marriage of convenience. And therefore, there's this real commitment to the ishas and through Erison, which is really an oser, not the first stage of marriage. Right, it's not just the way in which you begin a marriage. It's not just the first half of marriage. Right, it's a distinct oser stage that expresses that commitment. Now, one nafkamina, which I'm going to really rush through because I have literally 2 minutes, is that for the Rambam, right, we have really two separate things. For these other deos, they're really, Erison and Suin are connected to each other, right? One's more dominant, one's less dominant, or they're equals, right? But we can look at them as, it's already part of the marriage. The marriage has already really begun, right? It's not just that there's a formal legal ish status, that's just the status. They've started being married. Completely, almost completely, only a tiny bit, but there's still, right, what we classically consider marriage has already happened. For the Rambam, Erusin is an oser. That's distinct from marriage, which is a dweem within a dweem. It's not only that we're only in the dweem and not in the dweem within a dweem, right? I would say for the Rambam, maybe we could say, oh, Erusin is a dweem, and Nisuin is the dweem within a dweem. For the Rambam, we haven't gotten to the dreaming yet. You're still wide awake, okay? Now, the Nafkamina is how do we view the relationship between Erison and Nisuin, right? So just a fascinating question is, there used to be this minhag, the Maram Mirunberg brings up, Yish Nogim Lachzor L'Kadesh Misha Kidesh Al Yedei Shliach, because of Mitzvah Bo Yosem Yibishlucha. Okay, so they'd get married Al Yedei Shliach. That person would then do a Merchas Erison, and then when the husband and wife met for the first time, they'd be Mekadesh again and make the Bracha again. Okay, the Rivash, someone asked the Rivash, Mekadesh Isha Adesh Liach, Tzorech Lekadesh Pam Shnia Biyado, Masha Amru Chazal, Mitzvah Abo Yisrim Bishlucho, and to make Berachas Erison again. So the Rivash says, of course you can't do that. You can't make the Berachas, Abo Levarach Berachas Erison Lo, Im Lo Bolo Has Karas Hashem. He says, if you want to do it because they're Mesupah, because the Edom didn't come with the Mishliach, so you're worried maybe they didn't actually do the Kiddushin, even though they probably did, you can do it again because it's a Chumrah, but you can't make a Bracha. Right, the Havi Bracha Shein Tzricha Bevi Asura. Timhami Pekadosh Kmar Raivid Ich Yomer Davar Zeh. How could he say that you make a bracha again? Kishamlo Amru Elakishabal Lekadosh Betchila Mitzvah Bo Yosem Yibeshlucho. About Acher Sheniskadosh Yibeshlucho V'Yesh Edim Ma'ay Mitzvah Yesh La'achzor Lekadosh. Kvar Hu Mikudeshos V'Omedas. He says, I don't understand. What you got married, right? They did kiddushin. What's the point of doing kiddushin again? How could you make a bracha again? I don't. Why would you make a bracha again? Why would you do kiddushin again? Says the Rivash. What's the answer? The Rivash holds like the Rambam, right? You did Erison. Erison happened. It's too. Why would you make? You can't make a bracha again. There's no point of doing it again. This is silly. But if you see kiddushin not as a stage before ishas of an oser, but as the first step of the marriage, right? Then what? Then yeah, kiddushin lo nigmara ad knisa l'chupa. The Meiri brings this down. He says, yeah, actually, I understand why we do that. Right? Some people say you shouldn't. The Rambam says you shouldn't. But I understand why. Because you started getting married. You began a process. Right? So you haven't finished the process. Let's say according to the Ramban, you've only done half of marriage. Right? But the first time they meet, why shouldn't they why shouldn't they do Kiddushin again? In person. Mitzvah bo yosem yibishlucha, right? I think it's much more romantic to do it in person, right? And maybe they should make a bracha because, right, this is a deepening of their relationship. Maybe, right, getting married, doing the kiddushin in person is a deepening of their relationship, which should count as a significant, improvement on their current percentage of marriage points. It brings them from 49 to 50, right? And maybe they can make a bracha on that again, right? So if there are two you know, if they're two separate processes, right? So then, you know, how can you, once you did it, you did it. But if they're interrelated, if they're really two parts of creating marriage, that makes a lot of sense, okay? The Or Zeruah, just like a side point, the Or Zeruah actually says you should make two brachos. You should make a bracha of Lekadish HaSeisha and the bracha of Al Kiddush HaIsha and Asher Asaran Lanu Asarusa, Sveti Lanu Anusuos. So he thinks you should do both. They're like Svei Dinim in Kiddushin. Okay, and we will stop here. Sorry for going a little bit overboard. I just wanted to finish up the Akdama so we can actually start the Gemara. And then next year we're going to really go into the first Mishnah, first Gemara, and start those. That's it, yeah.